Hey friends, welcome back to the show. Today's episode is really special because I'm sitting down with one of my very own empowered athletes, Danny Henderson. Danny is a mom of two, a loving wife, and just shy of 3 weeks out from stepping on stage for her second bodybuilding season with the Empowered Coaching Collective. Now, here's what makes Danny's story so powerful. She's not just doing the thing inside of prep. She's doing it while traveling, showing up for her kids' busy extracurriculars, strengthening her marriage, and navigating some major shifts in her career and her identity in this past year. So, for those of you who don't know Dani, when Dani first came into bodybuilding, she was a full-time graphic designer, a mom, still is, and an athlete, just trying to juggle it all. And while she did a beautiful job of making it all work, what she's learned since then is that the real transformation doesn't come from just nailing the training or the macros. It comes from when your life feels aligned. And so that's at the heart of our conversation today, because I believe that so many women, they feel that if they could just get the weight off or if they could just hit that next fitness goal, then everything else in their life will fall into place. But Dani's journey has shown the opposite. When she became more intentional about aligning her life outside of bodybuilding, in motherhood, in marriage, and her sense of identity, suddenly the process of prep became more fulfilling, even in the hardest of moments. So today, we're digging into what that actually looks like in real life. How do you hold your standards high without letting your goals take over your life? How do you make space for marriage, kids, travel, and still push towards something as demanding as a bodybuilding show? And maybe most importantly, why being aligned outside of fitness might just be the secret to finally thriving inside of it. So this conversation is not just for competitors, it's for every woman who's wearing multiple hats, who's trying to show up well in every area of life, and who's wondering how to make her goals feel like a part of her, not just something that takes her away from everything else she loves. And I truly believe there's no better person than to share her own testimony and experience with this than someone who's lived it out so beautifully, and that's you, Danny. So thank you so much for being on. I want to go ahead and I want to kind of open up the stage, Danny, to you painting the picture of how you got into bodybuilding. So before we dig in, take us back to your very first prep, answer some questions, maybe what drew you into bodybuilding, what life was like at the time with your job, your kids, and your marriage, and how prep fit in.
Well, thanks, Maddie. I appreciate it. I love being on here. I think my story can kind of resonate with a whole bunch of women in general. I will say you speak so eloquently that I hopefully I can live up to that bar. Anyway, but I always know that even in my check-ins that I, the stressors or life happens and that kind of stuff, and you always come back so eloquently. And it's like, nope, you're right on point. So I'm like, okay, things are going good. Anyway, so I will go back. So I've always loved weightlifting. I hated traditional gym classes. I wasn't really a huge fan of running. I know you're loving the running these days. But when you put a pair of weights in my hands, I just felt right at home. In high school, I would read my mom's Oxygen magazines or, Hers Fitness, those kinds of magazines, and I go, I wanted, like, I see these women doing, fitness competitions, and I want to do this one day. I want to do this someday. But then life happens, right? Like school, a career, my now husband, like, I got married, husband, two kids. Health always stayed important to me. We were an active family. We did hiking, rafting, biking, camping, all of the things. But I always felt for me personally, something was missing. I tried every diet under the sun, and it would stick for a little bit, but not long term. And I was kind of like, what's going on? And so I remember when I turned 39, I'm now 42. I turned 39 and I decided that now is the time that I wanted to do something for me. I have two kids that I absolutely adore. They're 7 and 10, but they're a little bit more independent. Right. And so they can
Yeah,
do a little
sure.
bit more things on their own. And so they don't necessarily need me, me, me. I mean, nowadays I feel like a chauffeur, but that's besides the point. Anyway, So I wanted to focus on me. So I called up my sister and I told her, hey, I want to train for a fitness competition and I want to do it by 40. And I felt like she was going to ridicule me like crazy, but turned out she was my biggest supporter. So I hired a coach and wow, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I didn't know what I was signing up for. That first season, I learned so much. I learned so much about myself, about outside of bodybuilding. I was doing all the things, but I just felt like I was surviving at that moment in time.
Danny, it's so funny. Actually, I don't know that I ever knew your first show ever was when you were 39. I don't know that I ever knew that. Like knowing where you're at now, sometimes I even forget that last season was just our first season together because truly of just how far you've came in this process. Now you brought up something that was very valuable towards the end there, and that was that you felt like outside of bodybuilding, you were very much just surviving. And I hope that I can argue, you gave me a lot of credit there with my ability to articulate. So I hope that I can articulate this thought track appropriately because you and I share something in common here. And that is that bodybuilding can actually be something that is like, it can be like equivalent to like reaching true enlightenment and fulfilling. And it can be like the most fulfilling thing of all time. But I believe that if we're out of alignment in other areas of our lives, or we feel like we're almost just like treading water every single day, like you get to the end of your day and your head hits the pillow and you're like, thank God, the day is over. I'm just going to wake up and do it all over again the next day. And I feel like that's how a lot of us feel in preps. We actually, I feel like, reach this like ceiling of pleasure that can be achieved in a prep. It's almost like it maxes out because we don't have any more capacity. Then when you start getting your ducks in a row outside of that, and you're no longer just surviving outside of that, then it frees up the capacity and the space for that ceiling to kind of go away. And you to truly thrive in the sport of bodybuilding, or honestly, whatever you're pursuing, whether it's training for a HYROX, whether it's training for a marathon, whether it's a weight loss journey, so on and so forth, right? It's like this is a really bad example, but I'm going to share it anyways. It's like dating the guy who's an a-hole and wanting to get 15 pounds off to please him, and you get the 15 pounds off, and it's like, he still is an a-hole to you, right? It's like he's the problem, right? It's the stuff outside of that. Meanwhile, had you been dating a nice guy and your ducks were in a row outside of your fitness journey, then the 15 pounds would be like the cake, the triple decker cake with the cherry on top. It would have been something you would have felt so prideful in and so proud of. Nonetheless, I think for a lot of us, if we don't have somebody, and I'm not trying to, we'll get into this. I'm not trying to put gas me up as a coach, but if you don't have someone who also takes the time to explore those other areas with you outside of bodybuilding, I feel like bodybuilding can very quickly become like a toxic distractor because there's checkbox items that you have to get done every single day, no matter what. And so we can somewhat, in many ways, and I've done this in my own personal life, abused the gift and the pleasure, the gift and the like honor of being able to bodybuild as a distractor, keeping us from really confronting the other issues that we have in our going on in our lives.
No, exactly. I mean, I'm very much a list person, and for a while there, I would put, cardio as one of my list items, like, weight training as one of my list items. And it's one of those, like, that's great. So then you can check off that box because, hey, who doesn't like checking off a box that you got something completed? But at the same time, if you're in alignment, I feel like those things just come naturally. Like you're pulled to doing that. It's not, I know so many people, men and women, my friends, that kind of stuff that, go into a gym as their outlet, right? Like they've had a really stressful day, they've had hard times, they've had hard conversations. I just need to go to the gym and burn off 30 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever it is, and then I'll feel better. And I'm not saying that's wrong by any means, because I think the outlet needs to be there. I mean, it's way better than other substances
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
or binging, late night binging, that kind of stuff. So I'm not
Yeah.
saying that that's bad, but I'm just saying that I think you as an athlete or as someone who is really looking to make a change, that if you align other things and take a look at your other life and what's going on, and align some of those things and figure out the root problems of some of those causes, that going to the gym doesn't become this chore anymore. You really fully start to enjoy it. And that's where you see gains in all aspects of life. You see gains in at the gym, you see a weight loss, you see your relationships thriving, you see your workload getting less, you see all of those things start changing. And I think that's what we're really, trying to hit home with our listeners today.
Yeah, no, and again, piggybacking on that, you and I are gonna, I can tell we're already gonna just start snowballing. It's a good thing. But piggybacking on that, I think that when the gym becomes something that is your only vice, right? Like, God forbid your family surprises you and takes you on a vacation. And I used to be this girl. It was like, oh crap, here's my family trying to do something nice for me. And because that's the only outlet that I have, now all of a sudden I'm like hating myself and resenting my family for wanting to do something nice for me. So it can become very quickly this toxic thing, unless, like you said, you've kind of started to address the stuff outside of the thing that we've masked as being so healthy, which can be, as we've talked about, but it can also be very unhealthy. So, Danny, what you've already talked about here, the fact that you were surviving outside of bodybuilding, I feel like that really sets us up for the real story of what has shifted this year. This past year, you've been very open about your struggle of putting your career as a graphic designer kind of on the shelf and taking on a different role, I guess, just more to a greater capacity than what you were previously. And I've watched you as your coach really learn to embrace motherhood and family life as y your number one hat that you wear. Could you walk us kind of through that transition, and kind of how you got there, and that number one step, I guess, towards getting more aligned in your personal life?
Yeah, absolutely. My husband and I were actually just talking about this over the weekend. So I've always been super goal oriented, kind of a perfectionist, type A mentality, needed to be right, needed to make sure it was perfect.
Really? I would never know.
I'm right. A girlfriend told me, done is better than perfect. And I'm like, no, I can't align to that phrase. Being busy was my comfort zone. I felt like the busier I was, the more control I was in. But last year, I was working a job 60 plus hours a week. I was mentally drained, barely being present for my family. I felt like a ghost of a person, right? Like I wasn't there for my kids, wasn't there for my husband. I felt like we were more like roommates. And that's never a good feeling. Even the gym just became, like I said, something to check off that list. At that moment in time, I knew something had to change, but I wasn't quite sure what it was. I was getting prepared for the last show that we did together, actually a year ago this month. And so I was kind of like, well, it's, I'm X amount weeks out. I will just focus on this, and then I will get, I'll look at that afterwards, right? Like I will just
The
take a step
distractor.
back after. Yeah, exactly. The distractor. But I knew that I wanted to be present with my kids. I knew that I wanted to be a wife that my husband deserved. I wanted my fitness journey to be something that I loved and not an obligation. So it was right after the competition that I did, I went on a family vacation to Europe with just my mom and my dad and my brother. And Maddie told me, so take this time and journal. Mind you, you made a comment earlier about family vacations and how you were stressed about, and then feeling guilty about having your parents bring you on a family vacation, and now you feel like the bad guy. I wasn't so much feeling the bad guy, but I definitely prepped you and was like, all right, I'm going on this 10-day vacation. Europe doesn't have any gyms because they feel like everything is outdoors. So what do I do? And we came up with a meal plan. We came up with exercises that we did in a hotel room. And so I was able to kind of function with that. Anyway, I digress. So I realized I needed to be in control. Through being busy, it was actually leaving me out of control of what really mattered most in my life. My identity was tied being busy, but slowing down was what really allowed me to become the mom, the wife, and the athlete that I wanted to be. So honestly, I got back from that trip and I quit my job. It was probably one of the hardest decisions I had to make because I felt like I was tied to that identity for so long and I felt I was almost going to be like lost, like I didn't have an identity. But I knew that this new identity was going to serve me so much better. I wanted to be a wife. I wanted to be present for my kids. I wanted to help them with their homework on a daily basis. I wanted to talk to my daughter about her, girl drama that she might have in her fifth grade class. I wanted to show up to my son's baseball games and really be part of that. And when my life became aligned, the healthier choices became easier. It actually fit my lifestyle rather than fighting against it.
Danny, I literally have the chills right now because you had said just now being busy became my identity. And it's so funny because if you were to look up in any dictionary, like examples, or you go on ChatGPT and say, give me some examples to substantiate my resume, with the word identity. And busy would never be a suggestion for what an identity could be, right? Identities are things like I am a doctor, I am a health coach, I am a mom, I am a graphic designer, I am a wife, right? I am a Christian. These are all identities, but busy is an adjective. And how many women, I saw this myself, even with my mom, who had a 30 plus year career as a C-suite exec with Disney, who probably identified more with the identity, if you will, of busyness than identifying with actually what mattered. And the irony, and I'm sure you experienced this because I've experienced it myself too, is that because that identity is not something that's tangible, because we can't measure it, right? I can measure your identity as a mom by quantifying, okay, how many kids do you have? When did you give birth? What is your time, your quality time look like with your kids? How many hours a week do you spend being a chauffeur to them? How many lunches do you pack a week? So on and so forth. How do you quantify busy? There's no ceiling on that. Is it working 60 plus hours, plus being a bodybuilder, plus getting 4 hours of sleep, plus putting, I don't know, 500 miles on your car in a week? It's never enough. Right. And so I think that that's the problem here is that if we identify with the identity of busy, no matter what you do, losing X amount of weight, doing X, racking up X amount of miles on runs each week, doing X amount of workout classes, cooking X amount of meals, having X, it's never going to be enough because there's no sort of like box to put that word into. And I also have found too, even in my own life, as I kind of segued and took, put a pause, put bodybuilding in a box, whatever you want to call it personally, that was the toughest decision for me I think I've ever made in my life. So I understand how you felt stepping away from a career that you've spent and invested so much of your time in. I think that's something that you and I both share on this thought track is the word investment comes to mind. You know, it's like I'm never going to get back that time. I'm never going to get back those things, and we can start to fear the discomfort that we experience with making those decisions. And that's where I think it really does help to have someone, whether it's a husband, a friend, a therapist, a coach, meet you where you're at and help you to draw upon the lessons that that period in your life taught you, so that you don't walk away from making a very important decision because you are fearful of it. You know, if I never put bodybuilding into a box, I would have never discovered HYROX. You know, I probably wouldn't be living in, hadn't moved to Tampa and probably hadn't moved to St. Petersburg, which is where I'm thriving these days. You know, it's like all these things that wouldn't have happened if I would have kept doing the same thing out of, with the intention of just avoiding uncomfortable decisions. So, Danny, you brought up something again, really key because we're now in a different season. You mentioned the healthy habits that you have cultivated being easier. Now, I chuckle when I think about that because despite not having a 60 plus hour a week job, for our listeners, I wish I could insert a 15-minute segment right here, just going through Danny and I's check-ins over the past 3 or 4 months, where Danny has taken so many trips. There's been so many swim meets, and there's been families doing this and gatherings here. And oh, we weren't supposed to take this trip, but surprise, I need workouts for this. And Danny, I think that this has probably been it's a completely different season. This season, you have been arguably way busier than you ever have been. Yet your physique has came together literally with no bumps in the road. I mean, we are ready to hit the stage. You are bringing a completely different package to the stage this year. And while it's, you know, largely physical, I wish that our listeners could see the transformation. They will see, but not today. While the transformation has been largely physical, it's also been just in terms of your energy and your MO and your check-ins. But I want to kind of explore that a little bit with you. I want to talk about this prep in particular for our listeners. You've been on the road. You've been showing up at the kids' extracurriculars. I don't think you've missed a single one. You've been prioritizing your marriage. I mean, multiple check-ins. You've referenced my husband and I are having a weekend alone with the kids. We're going to go do this to connect. I love that you already referenced in this podcast once that you guys were talking about and processing your prep together. Yet you haven't dropped the bodybuilding ball. So, what has made the difference? And I'm sure we could talk about a ton of things, but what has really made the difference in this prep?
So, I mean, I won't lie, this prep definitely does feel very different than past preps, and I feel way more aligned with my outside things. I mean, I show up for my kids. I mean, just the other day when I was checking in with you, and I was like, haha, you're gonna hate me, but I'm leaving again this weekend, like, less than 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
Yay, getting on an airplane. And but I wouldn't, how am I going to try to say this? Like, I wouldn't feel this confident and comfortable going on a trip if I didn't have all these other things aligned or as focused as I am right now. Like, I feel like, okay, I'm going to get my cardio in. I'm going to pack my meals. I'm going to have X, Y, and Z lined out, and I'm not stressed about it. But I'm also going to be present for my family. Like, I think that's the number one thing that I really made, after leaving the 60-hour week job, I wanted to be present. I wanted to be in the moment at all costs. And whatever that meant, I was going to bring bodybuilding with me rather than bodybuilding was going to be my main focus, and then my family was going to come second. And with that, honestly, and I don't know if we talk about this now or later, but we really focused on kind of my nutrition towards like at the beginning of the year. We talked a lot more about whole foods and we talked about eating the whole foods and meal timing and not just picking foods to fit the macros. Right. So like I really focused on eating a lot more. Not that I was eating bad by any means. And I think we
No.
can all but I think we can all relate to at certain points where you kind of just plug in the numbers and you plug in food to fit the macros, and then that's what you kind of ate. Or you would say, oh, I don't have a whole lot of macros, so I'm gonna save them until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So then I have all of these macros to eat between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and that'll be my food. And that does so much detrimental to your body anyway. So I look at it as I've learned that, meal timing comes into play as well as the food choices that I make. I mean, I'm not, I can laugh because I know you've made comments in your podcasts and your YouTube videos prior of eating, sleeves of rice cakes. We've all done it, right? We've all done it because, yeah, they're low carb and yeah, they're a tasty snack when you need it. But when you can eliminate those and then put some wholesome foods, it's amazing on how much better you get with just feeling better. Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. I've traveled, I've had family commitments, but I really reflect on my priorities, right? I look at the things that are truly important to me. I've communicated all of the things that I really need to focus on. Like I communicate with my kids, I communicate with my husband saying like, hey, this is really hard for me, but we're gonna make this work. And I think if they're on the same page as me and they're aligned with me, it all works really well. And we're not fighting against it. We're embracing it and enhancing it as we go along.
I had to take a note here just to so I knew where to pick up on, because when you were talking, I can see your big smile as you're talking about this. And a smile is usually an indication of, and we've probably used this word 100 times, but it really is, it's happiness. It's what happens when we reach that true fulfillment, and we feel aligned, that A word, right? And I want to zoom out for a second, and I want to go into a fictitious person scenario, right? It's like, I will work with women who are struggling to find a career that they're passionate about. They haven't met their partner yet. They are kind of like, what's the word? Like, kind of just like meandering through life. And all of a sudden, they get on a journey like this, and they're like, yeah, I've never been the girl that's been able to get consistent. And then they start hitting 4 workouts a week, right? And they start tracking their food and their energy improves. And now all of a sudden, they're not the girl that goes 4 and 5 days without having a bowel movement. And we balance out their hormones and they're getting sleep. And now all of a sudden, they get the job offer that they've always wanted and they meet their dream guy and their friends start flowing in from all these workout classes that they're going to and the run clubs that they're joining. And it's so funny how there's a huge interrelatedness with all of this. Now, with you, Danny, it kind of happened backwards. And I think that that is really what this podcast is about, right? When you were able to say, all right, damn it, I'm going to be mom. Like, that is my identity, Maddie. And that is what is important to me. And I'm going to be wife. It's funny how the confidence that came from first going back to what we just talked about, taking a very bold leap of faith and almost proving to yourself, oh shit, I can do this. I believe in myself. by walking away from something that was providing you with monetary, comfort, but not necessarily comfort in all other aspects of your life. And then confidently proceeding in the direction of the two identities that you are feeling very called to, which was mom and wife, it's almost as if that solidified the identity of bodybuilder. So now all of a sudden, you don't have someone who's maybe subconsciously questioning, well, I haven't really solidified for myself why I'm doing this bodybuilding thing. It's familiar and I know how to do it and I'm good at it and I like tracking my food and I like working out. But because the whole mom thing became so, you became like so ingrained in that. And because you became so ingrained in the whole wife thing, not that you weren't before, but on a deeper level, it's almost as if all the things that are mandated and required of you to be this great bodybuilder were solidified in the process. They were cemented because it was like, I'm going to make sure that whatever I bring into my life, people, extracurriculars, activities, financial investments, they're going to be equally as in line because I don't have time or space anymore. I walked away from the one thing that I swore I would never walk away from. And now I am confident that I will only keep in my life what I need. Right. And so I think that that is really, really key for you because what I want our listeners to hear is that in that process of getting more confident in this identity as a bodybuilder and getting more confident as a person truly in your life, you also just reference to being more confident in communicating with your family what you needed. It was no longer a burden or an inconvenience for you to message me and say, hey, we're going to the mountains. And I remember this. I actually used you as an example. I was talking to my boyfriend last night on FaceTime, and I was like, Danny used to be the athlete that would tell me, hey, Maddie, I'm going to be going away. Do you think that you could program, or do you think that I should do a different program? It was a question for me. And I'll never forget when the shift happened. It was one of these trips that you took, and you said, like, hey, Maddie, I'm going to be going away. And I said, okay, well, we have a couple options. We can do running and a circuit style of training, or I can just give you like HIIT style workouts that would accomplish both. And you're like, I'm gonna get up for something in the morning before the kids get up. Let's do the HIIT style workouts. And I remember sitting at my computer being like, she doesn't know what she just asked for. But you did, and you did it. You had no problem doing something that really you hadn't done in the past to that degree. That was quite frankly going to be harder for you, because it meant more time with your kids. And that was your rationale. It was, I need something that's going to be a little bit shorter so that I can spend more time with my family. And again, it was like, Danny, you did it with a smile on your face. You actually came back from that trip, checked in with me, and you were like, hey, that was actually kind of fun. I enjoyed
I
it.
remember that it was after, it was our week camping trip, and I was like, hey, I need something. I mean, we're camping, we're in the middle of nowhere, like, what do I do? And you, yeah, exactly, you gave me two different options, and I was like, let's go with the HIIT version, I want to get it done. And then you're like, okay. And then I was like, oh God, what did I just sign myself up for? Because I was like, because I had no, like, I was like, I don't remember the last time I did a HIIT style workout. So I was like, all right, this will be interesting. And I came back and I had a smile on my face. I even looked at my husband, Josh, and I was like, this is super fun. I like this. Like, maybe after, my prep, I could do some of these. And he's like, I'll do them with you. So it's one of those where I was like, but the main thing with that was the fact that, like, I want to get it done. So then I don't miss out the opportunities paddle boarding with my kids or riding bikes around a campground, helping them roast marshmallows on a fire because, oh, mom needs to get another 30 minutes in. I wanted to be able to be there with them throughout that entire process because that's what, for us, that's what a family vacation's all about.
For sure. And I think too, like, I love when you talk about Josh, and I love when I go on your Instagram and I see pictures of you guys, together and truly enjoying your time together. And I love when we check in and I get a surprise picture of you and your happy family and everyone's smiling and you've got diet face and I really do. I can feel the shift in how different things are when you've got a thriving marriage in a prep. And I know that not everybody has that luxury, right? We've all had relationships where there's friction, and that's friction and arguments can sometimes impact how we show up for ourselves on a day-to-day basis. But I think that it's been really, really important for us. And I think that you've learned now the importance, beautiful example to use you too, because I don't believe, to my knowledge, that you've ever really had like this type of like, divorces on the line type of friction in your marriage. It's more so just been like a disconnect, if you will, because you were just kind of like going through the motions. You were in prep, and I see this a lot. It's like, well, I don't really have time to be not just physically intimate, but I don't really have time for like the intimate conversations, and maybe they don't care about my bodybuilding, and this is something that I've taken on. And so your partner kind of gets shut out from that. And I think that something that you've really communicated to me isn't necessarily like, Maddie, I need it integrated into my protocol, but I feel like you and I have stepped up as a team this year to really make sure that you're not feeling this seesaw to ever peg bodybuilding or your partner with their backs up against one another. We've really worked to integrate the family into this process. And I think that that makes such a huge difference too when you step on stage. Like, I personally, when I did my first show, which was the Mel Chancy Holiday Classic in Punta Gorda, I don't know if you ever knew this, Danny, but I had my first ever show, I had an eating disorder for. I was 90 something pounds. Paul threw me up on stage. Like, literally, I was eating sugar cookies going into that show. My family, they showed up for like an hour on the day of the actual show. They drove down. They were like, this is weird. And they drove home. I stayed the night. I got up that morning. I handled my tan, my makeup, my check-ins, all the things. And that was really challenging. Like, my family showed up as a formality, knowing that it could be something for me, but I really didn't have their support in it. And then over the years, as I healed and grew and learned, and this is something I work with a lot of our athletes on, is like how to bring in your partners or your mom or your dad into the process, because it's hard. Over the years, as I began getting more of my family's support, my mom's, my dad's, especially my sister's, who's very unsupportive of bodybuilding, it was transformational because I no longer felt like I had to ever choose one or the other. Of course, I had to learn how to communicate with my family, how to bring them in, but I never felt like their backs were up against one another. So I go ahead.
Absolutely. Can I just add in a little something there?
No, you can't. Yeah, you can.
So for me, a couple of things. Yes, we do take family vacations, and I try very hard to be present for all of that. I also look at it as like family meal time is also very important to me. So like during the school year or even on weekends, we always try to have dinners together. My dinners might look very different than my kids and my husband's meal right now specifically, but I try very hard to make sure that like I program my breakfast and lunches are very uniformed, and then dinners, I eat with them and I just have a little bit of less of certain things. But we always make sure that we're together for a dinner. I also think, in terms of my husband and our connection, yes, I did make the comment earlier about how at one point we felt like roommates. Communication is really key, right? Like we talk about communicating, might sound cliche, but I communicate with him on how I'm doing, how I'm feeling, and he does the same thing for me. We also make it a point, we've done it more for the kids, but it's also been really good for me, bodybuilding, is that we make Tuesday nights our date night. We get a babysitter and we carve out that time where she picks them up at 3 o'clock from school and puts them to bed. and we get home around 8:30 and they're in bed. And so we go out, whether it's a walk with the dogs, a mountain bike ride, out to dinner, a glass of wine prior to prep, all of the things. But we go out there and we spend time just him and I together. And I think that's really, really important. And that helps with your whole alignment of who you are as a wife, and then you're a better mom, you're a better friend, you're a better person. And I even say that too, where there's times where I've gone out just with girlfriends, like, and I, I need that physical attention, that physical attraction to some of my girlfriends as well. Like, we'll go for a walk, or we'll go and get coffee, or even a light meal. And that kind of stuff, is very strong as well. And you made that comment earlier about, you figure out who's important in your life, and you figure out what you need and what you don't need. And so I've definitely this past year have come into like those terms of, what friendships are super important to me and what friendships are negative and I don't need in my life. And so the ones that are dear to me, and then my husband, obviously, like we make sure that we carve out that time just for the two
No,
of us.
I think that that's really key in any journey that you're on. I have an athlete that she actually won our spring cleaning challenge, and every single weekend this girl goes, they go camping, or they have like a boat. They go to the lake and they like spend the whole weekend on the boat. And I remember when we first started working together, having now done this for 8 years, I usually see the writing on the wall. I'm like, okay, this is going to be someone that's going to really struggle to accept. And I just did a podcast episode on this with our athlete, Haley Morphin, who's going to accept that part of their routine and their life is being gone every single weekend. Like, how often are we like, yeah, no, it's fine, Coach Maddie. Like, I'm going to be good Monday to Friday. But then, like, just so you know, Saturday, Sunday, like, I need to go let loose. And that's fine, right? But I think the issue comes into play when it's like, we're trying to marry these two identities. Like, we're not accepting the fact that that is who we are. We are always gone on the weekend. So we have to find a way to still set some type of bar or some type of expectation for the weekend. And I think that it was kind of the same thing, in terms of, I never told you you had to have a date night on a Tuesday, right? But it's kind of the same thing there. It's communicating even with your coach, hey, this is going to be part of my routine. I'm going to be taking Tuesdays to go do this. I'm not going to be training 7 days, and I would never have an athlete train 7 days a week in the gym, but I'm not going to be taking a training day on Tuesday. And your coach only knows what your coach knows. And my intake forms, which have evolved over the years, now definitely include an area for people to document, how do you like to be communicated to? What's your communication style? Like, are you looking to also become friends, or are you looking for someone who's just going to kind of tell you how it is? What are your stressors in your life? What is your occupational stress? Do you feel supported at home? I'm not asking those things like a doctor who's doing like a depression analysis. I'm asking those things because I need to figure out how we're going to inject some support into your life if it's not coming from your spouse. Or how can we do that? Because before you know it, you're going to be resenting this journey because it's not easy, and the things that you're having to do if you don't have that type of support. And like I said, it doesn't need to come from a partner. It can come just like you referenced from girlfriends or from community, but I need to do my due diligence as a coach to support you in cultivating that. So Danny, as we're kind of wrapping up here, I would love to hear from your perspective, how has, and again, this is me asking obviously about myself. If you were working with anybody else, I would ask you the same question, but how has having a coach that maybe has addressed you? I know that you and I feel have cultivated like a, you're like family to me at this point. You even know a lot of the stuff that happens in my own personal life. But how has having me as a coach addressing you as Danny Henderson, and maybe not, the 5 foot something bikini athlete that's stepping on stage in 3 weeks, impacted your journey?
So I laugh at this question Based on the fact that you probably know more about my life schedule and my daughter's swimming competitions more than my family. Because that's what I tell you in my check-ins. I'm like, hey, my daughter had a swim competition this weekend. She made state. She did this. My son did this. So it allows me to have that person in my corner when I need it. You know, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Like I use that analogy because yeah, I'll tell you the good stuff, I'll tell you the bad stuff, and I'll tell you the ugly stuff. And you're always there to support me and, you know, be there emotionally if I need it. You're always there wanting to give me, you know, a helping hand. I mean, you even helped me when my dog passed away. You know, it's just those kinds of things, and that means something to me. And I understand that not every athlete or women who seek coaching need or want that by any means. You know, they might just want this cut and dry and let's go. But for me, that's extremely important because, like I said, and what we've, you know, kind of based this on is that if all my outside outliers outside of bodybuilding aren't aligned with your support and my family's support, then bodybuilding is easy. Like it comes second nature and it becomes just this thing that I love doing and I enjoy. Like, don't get me wrong. I was always very shy in high school and I never wanted to be in the limelight. And my sister was the one who was like, oh, give me the stage. And I was never that person. The first moment I stepped on stage for the very first time, and I was like, oh, did I do it? I think I blacked out. And my sister's like, no, you did it. And I loved it. Like I loved being, you know, being a princess for the day. You know, you get all the glam, everyone's looking at you. Like it's super fun. But I love the process so much more. And I think a lot of women and a lot of athletes can't really, I don't know, or they have a hard time relating to that. They don't love the process. And I love the process because I love exactly who I've become in this process. I've learned to prioritize me. I've learned to slow down. I've learned to say no. You know, no is a very powerful word. And I honestly think people need to say it more. Because you're just one person. You don't need to say yes to everything.
Absolutely.
So I switch gears a little bit. I also do love the fact that you are a functional practitioner as well, or you work with them because like you, I love data. Like I love it when you're like, okay, let's get some blood work done to see your numbers. And I'm like, yes, I get really excited because I want to see my numbers. But at the same time, I'm like, but I don't know what all of that means, right? Like, I get my reports back and I'm like, okay, it's in the green, must be good. You take it one step, one to the next step, right? Like, you look at it and say, okay, you're a little low here, you're good here, let's. And then you also take it where you do more, you know, natural supplements. And I think that's like from, you know, your mom's background to, you know, kind of coming full swing with what your mother, you know, were used to do and all that kind of stuff as well. Just more of like supplement, you know, healthy supplements and doing kind of on the right path of things. And so I appreciate that aspect because when my body's in aligned and I feel good and I feel strong and healthy, then everything else works as well.
Yeah, you brought up a lot of key things there. One of the key things is I had an athlete today. She's 7 weeks out from her first NPC bikini debut. So I'm sure you can
Awesome.
remember all of the feelings. She's a nurse and she's feeling very burnt out in her career. And we have had to navigate a lot of shift work together. And it's been hard on both of us. She talked about it in her check-in. She had an interview with a different nursing job, and she's like, you know, I just feel so bad because at the end of the day, I get home from these jobs where I'm just so burnt out, and my kids and my husband get whatever's left in my tank, you know, whatever's left in me. And we've had obviously weeks where she's seen the scale come up 3 to 5 pounds just because of stress and constipation and circadian rhythm being off. And so, Today, I probably spent 5 of her 10-minute check-in response, just giving her words of encouragement and like advice as a friend would, about the job hunting process and taking a step back there and this time off that she has and how to kind of reframe that. And she responded with a very kind message of just like saying, like, I don't know what I would do without you being in my corner through this. Like, I hope you know I don't expect you to share, you know, your advice or where you've been, you know, in your own journey in relation to like how you could help me right now. And I understand that that's not an expectation, as we kind of talked about, of every single client, and not every single client wants that. But this very topic, this very podcast is about having your life feel aligned. And am I really acting that out and practicing my core belief if I, as a coach, am not addressing, you know, I could read through check-ins where I ask questions about your personal life and I could gloss over those things and only speak on what my job title references, which is macros, cardio, blood work, supplements. But if I'm also not addressing your daughter's swim meet or the sickness that's running rampant through your house or the passing of your dog or an altercation, whatever it may be, then I'm also giving you the subtle indication, whether you want to believe it or not, that I don't really care. And now all of a sudden, you're probably less likely to share those things with me. And now we've got doors closed and I don't have the whole picture. And now I can't help you to the extent that I could. So it kind of goes both ways, you know? And then even in regards to alignment, when we talk about data and blood work and internal health, you know, it's the same exact thing. If this is not on the topic of emotional alignment, but if your blood work is not within optimal ranges, then your prep is not going to be all that easy, right? It's kind of like the analogy that I could, it's a perfect analogy for your life being out of aligned and then diving right into a prep when you're, you know, you're in a job that you're unfulfilled in, your finances are taking a hit, you know, your husband just left you, all these things. We're not diving into a prep. Nuh-uh, we're not doing that. You know, it's no different than the blood work situation. So that's why, you know, it's so important for all the ducks to be in a row. And you'd be
Yeah, no.
surprised. Like, it can happen quickly. It's not like it takes forever to get everything kind of aligned.
Right, no, exactly. And it's like, I mean, you know my check-ins, they're kind of lengthy, or full.
Girl.
But
I
you
love
know,
that.
I yes, and I appreciate and respect that because I had a coach prior before you and I started working, and I think you can relate to something along the lines of is that I would, you know, pour my heart and soul on how I was feeling that week, and they would respond with, okay, go take a, you know, Epsom salt bath and you'll feel better. I'm like, but that doesn't answer all the other questions and concerns that I have. So, okay, then I won't, like you said, like I won't continue sharing all of that kind of stuff, and we'll just, you know, go A to B rather than A to Z and really see what's going on.
Right. Well, and then all of a sudden I no longer see how many hours you're sleeping, and now all of a sudden you're not documenting hours, and instead you're just seeing, well, my sleep was good. Well, good is relative to your recent dad, which is 4 hours, which still sucks, right? So it's like it's like I really do need all of
All of
that
it.
data. It makes such a difference. So yeah, no, the clients that do get the backhand are the ones that actually don't submit a very lengthy check-in for me. I've heard multiples of times when I start with a new client, sometimes they'll be like, you need more? I'm like, yeah, I need more. This is not nearly enough. Good. It tells me nothing about your hunger levels. Are you crashing at any point in time? Like, yeah, I need it all. But Danny, you know, I think thank you, first of all, for all that you've shared today. This has been, I get so excited. You can probably tell the closer I get to the screen, the more excited that I get. Just our listeners can't see us, but my eye is in the camera. But for the women that are listening, just to kind of drive this point home, I would love to just kind of wrap up here with two questions for you, and I'll ask one, let you answer, ask the second, let you answer, just so we can bring this home. And the first one is, what is one thing you would tell a mom who feels like she has to get her body right before she can show up in other parts of her life?
Don't wait. I look at it as life is cliche again. Life is short. Live your life. And that way, if your life is aligned and you love who you are and who you're with and your family and all of that kind of stuff, the other parts will just fall into alignment.
Yeah. And I think in the same, this was a question for you and not for me, but I think I think that's kind of the same thing that I would probably answer too. It's like, in order to show up in other areas of your life, you don't realize the impact that an investment like this will have on your career, on your confidence, on your relationships. And again, I think that there needs to be a little bit more context probably to the question, and that is, it's not about necessarily getting your body right? It's more about making decisions that make you feel good. The body actually is part of the other parts of your life, ironically. This is more so about, let's get up in the morning and let's not bang, chug down a Celsius and then go do an F45 class. Let's focus on getting proper sleep and all of those things, and then watch the rest of your life kind of unfold. Danny, second question for you. What advice would you give a woman who feels pulled in a dozen directions and is scared that she'll never get to her goals?
So I was this person. I was pulled in multiple different directions wearing lots of different hats. I learned to slow down. I learned to prioritize what matters the most to you. It's not about doing more. It's about doing what is intentional. And I know that's easier said than done, but if you really take that last line about it's not about doing more, it's about doing intentional. And then take that, go for a walk, think about it in the shower, and kind of just go through that in your mind of like, okay, like what's important to me? What's not important to me? What can be put, what can be thrown away? What can be put on the back burner? But like, and then anything that's left, prioritize it and do it with intention.
Yeah, I think you kind of already started peeling back the layers there. I was going to give our listeners three questions to ask themselves as we close out. And you did it. You did it. I mean, you asked about, you started kind of alluding to take inventory of your life. Like, stop for a second. Our listeners, if you're hearing this episode and it's resonating with you and you're feeling like, I'm not really sure where to start, but it kind of feels like it could be me. I could be a Danny. She's a beautiful person, you guys. It's not the end of the world, I promise. But ask yourself, where in your life do you feel out of alignment, and how is that impacting your ability to show up for yourself? Is it that you're dating someone who's pulling you in the opposite direction? Is it that you don't have the friend group that's, encouraging you to make smart decisions? Is it that your career is taking you away from being the healthy individual that you want to be? You're never too old, or it's never too late to pivot or to get support there. Ask yourself, are you chasing physique-related goals, hoping that they're going to fix deeper stressors? Or could tending to those stressors first make your physique-related goals easier? And then third, what would it look like for you to choose alignment first? My mom always asked me to do this like task whenever I was making a big decision, especially a career-related decision. And she would say, okay, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to picture what it looks like to wake up in the morning and put on that outfit and go into the office and do that job. What are you eating for lunch? How often are you stopping on your way home in a rush at Trader Joe's to just pick up something to eat? Are you getting home super late? Are you Uber Eatsing? It was like every detail she wanted me to picture. And I think that that's something that we can do even as we pursue alignment is, just stop for a second and just meditate on what would my dream life look like? Like, what workouts would I be doing? How would I be nourishing my body? Because usually we do want to be doing those things. And usually that will help us to sift through the things that are in our life right now that don't constitute or fit that mold of alignment. So, listeners, I hope that Dani's story today gave you something to reflect on. Maybe it was a reminder that goals don't have to compete with the rest of your life and that they can actually complement it. Or maybe it's just the permission to zoom out and look at how aligned you feel outside of your fitness journey, because sometimes that's where the real breakthroughs begin. What I love about Dani's journey is that it proves that success isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It's about being willing to ebb and flow, to pack the meals, to get up early, and to protect what matters most, your family, in Dani's case, her marriage, and her sense of self. If you're craving that kind of support on your own journey, a coach who sees you not just as a woman in a fat loss phase, but as a whole human, juggling a career, kids, marriage, or big life changes, the Empowered Coaching Collective is here for you. And you can find all of the information linked in the show notes. As for Dani, I'll be sure to link her Instagram below. Dani, you're going to become famous so that you can follow along as she heads into her final weeks before stepping back on stage. Trust me, you are going to want to cheer her on. And until next time, friends, keep showing up for your goals, but don't forget to build the life around them too. And as always, be kind to one another and make sure to include yourself in the mix. Thank you so much for coming on, Dani. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.